This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
What compelled me to drive through the downtown to get here today, but God damn.
Are you stupid? Jesus Christ.
Apparently I am.
Isn't that just a fucking...
I'm going to go out to the Speedway and I'm going to get myself a beverage and I'm going to head straight downtown to get out to Jeff's. Now, I'm going through two fucking towns to get here. All right? So that's the first thing. But I go up to Speedway and I go in and get myself a LCB, lovely carbonated beverage. And so then I just get right on Main Street and I'm on the fucking road. Whew, golly.
There's no easy way to get from here to your place.
No.
There isn't. The other route is just as fucked up. But the down through downtown is just enraging.
Well, it was the straight shot. I'm like, hey, that's a straight shot. I'll just go right down. Oh, no, this by the time I got to, you know. I was.
Yeah, and you were coming down during rush hour.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was
what
ready
we
to.
We call rush hour.
I was ready to murder someone to get out of my, you know. I was by the hospital before I was going, go, fucking go, fucking go, go. You know,
then you get to the college and you're just even more enraged.
Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah. Well, that's a whole other fucking hilarious ball of wax. Anyway, welcome back to TG. What compelled me? I have no clue to do that.
Because you're thinking it's a straight shot.
Maybe I won't get that mad. Maybe I need to think about that in the future. Don't suppose I can get you to knock off at 3:30 on Thursdays, huh? Actually, no, because I go home and feed the cat, and then I come all the way back out here. What's the matter?
It's just a little loud, but I remembered I had cranked this up. For some reason, that's a lot better. Okay,
was it for
good.
A video store?
I think it was, yeah. So that's a lot better.
Did you listen to the Frasier video?
Not yet.
From
I
last
have not.
Week?
I've got a whole bunch of podcast stuff I'm listening to right now, and I got to get to that.
Disappointing news on the podcast on the Frasier front. I got that.
Was it canceled?
Cheers to Paramount's Frasier revival, which has just landed a season two order.
Oh, jeez.
The new Frasier premiered in October with 10 episodes.
Boy, that was a bad show.
Well, so now we've talked about this before. Is the mistake we're making with a show like that, that we're watching the pilot? What's the pilot? that we're watching a pilot where it's just all establishment and setup, and you know, should we watch something a little bit later on in the season to see if it's still as bad?
We did that with Night Court. We didn't watch the pilot of Night Court.
Yes,
did we?
Did.
Oh,
yeah,
did
we?
Did.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, because we don't know all the characters.
That's right, yeah.
But what we can do is say, okay, Wikipedia says here's your characters and here's their story, and then we can watch an episode.
Yeah.
So, like, are we hurting ourselves by watching a pilot and kind of, I don't know. I wonder if maybe we're not giving everything the right chance.
Maybe we should pick one. Did we watch, like, with... So Help Me Todd, did
that
we
was
watch?
The pilot, yeah.
So have we watched all pilots then, except for maybe the, yeah, no, I think we have.
Oh, I think super early on we had some stuff that was, you know, like, yeah. I Am Shauna Rae, but we established, if you're a longtime listener to the show, we've been working on that show. I think that got canceled. I've not seen a season three.
Yeah, I haven't anymore. Either. I have not seen anything on that. Well, you know what? Maybe we should pick one of those shows to watch, you know, an episode in the...
Yeah, like in the mid part of the season or whatever.
Yeah. I am not in the least holding my fucking breath for any of this fucking hot garbage that's out there.
10 episodes, though. Remember, you did a sitcom in the old days. You did 22, 23 episodes in the old days. Now it's 10. You're out. Last November, Kelsey Grammer expressed his desire to keep the new Frasier going for as long as possible. Must be broke.
Kelsey needs some money.
I think we should go another 100 episodes at least, he told Variety. There's enough groundwork laid between these human beings. They are wonderful characters.
What? Yeah.
I want to see where they go, and I want to see what happens to Frasier.
Oh, yeah. I want to see where these original characters go, you know, because they're unlike anybody I've ever known in my life, or unlike any character I've ever seen on any other show.
That show stunk. Google's AI is called Gemini, and it hates white people.
Oh, also, good.
Also, I asked it about TGO Radio.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
And I said, what can you tell me about the TGO Radio podcast?
All right. That's all you do is you ask that AI that question.
It gave me all that info right there. TGO Radio is a comedy podcast hosted by Brian Wise and Jeff Durant.
All right, I'm going to stop you there. At least it recognized it as comedy.
And it didn't put it in quotation marks right. Either, which was us, you know. The show is known for its crude humor.
Right on.
The podcast frequently uses offensive and explicit language.
Fuck
and tackles sensitive topics in a humorous but potentially offensive way.
Potentially.
So now it's told
Damn
you
it,
twice.
We're failing.
So now it's told you twice. Okay. It's important to be aware of this before listening, as it may not be suitable for all audiences. That's the third time it's told you, right? Conversational format. The show primarily features the two hosts talking and joking with each other, each discussing current events, personal anecdotes, and listener calls. Actually, we haven't had a listener call since 2000.
No, not a long time. Yeah.
Regular release schedule. New episodes are typically posted every Saturday. So, I mean...
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Here are some additional details about the podcast. It says... the exact launch date is unclear, but it appears to have been sometime before 2021. So when I went back in after this and I said, hey, if I give you additional details on this podcast, will you retain them? And it says something to the effect of, you know, it doesn't, well, I can't learn and blah, 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 or whatever. But because I was going to try to correct the date.
Yeah.
It was 2005.
Right. Yeah.
The podcast is available on various platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and for Android devices. While specific listener numbers are not readily available, the show appears to have a dedicated following. It's important to note that due to the nature of the podcast's content, it may not be suitable for audiences.
Is that number four? Here's your fourth warning, kids.
Advisable to consider your own preferences and sensitivities before listening. But that's...
So for it to know or for it to say conversational format, the show primarily features the two hosts talking and joking with each other. Does the AI somehow go like analyze a show?
Well,
how does it know that?
It could conceivably plumb the website and get most of that data, but to know that we just sit here and jibber jabber, I don't know how it gets that information.
Huh.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
That's wild.
So you better be careful before listening, kids.
Yeah, please.
Because we might say something offensive.
Yeah.
Brian will. I won't. Nothing I say is offensive.
No, that fat cunt never says anything offensive.
Shit.
Isn't that wild? Not wild.
You got a dedicated following, huh?
That's what it says.
Where?
Who fucking know? The 8 people that listen? Who knows?
Oh, we're big in American Samoa.
Yeah. Let's see what else is going on. So this show comes out on Saturday, so then on Sunday is the Oscars. So I'm going to give you your Oscar winners coming up right here. Supporting actress. Supporting actress is like the American League West.
Yeah.
Someone has to win it, but who gives a shit? Okay? Who cares? I think it's Divine Joy Randolph. You all right?
I'm done.
All right.
I'm done.
Robert Downey Jr. finally gets his Oscar for Oppenheimer. I think they're going to give the Oscar to Lily Gladstone, that Indian chick from Killers of the Flower Moon.
Downey doesn't have one yet, huh?
I don't think so. He's been nominated. Huh. He got nominated for, what's the movie where he was in blackface the whole movie? Tropic Thunder.
Al Jolson story? I don't know.
Tropic
Thunder, yeah.
He got nominated for that.
Okay.
If he's got a nomination before that, I don't remember it, but he got nominated for that. He will win this Oscar, though, for supporting actor. Yeah. Lily Gladstone, I just watched Poor Things finally the other day, and Emma Stone has been winning a lot of Best Actress stuff. That movie is fucking garbage. It's trash. So if she were to win it, I would be surprised, because I don't think they can wait to give it to an Indian either. They can't wait.
Yeah.
You at home may be saying, well, don't they give it to the best? And that's hilarious that you think it's actually the best. That's adorable that you would think that.
Right.
Cillian Murphy will win for Oppenheimer for Best Actor. That will also get Director and Best Picture. So there's your Oscar winners coming up on Sunday. Ooh, are you ready for some news?
Always ready for some news.
All right.
Let's get to some news now on TGO Radio.
Thank you, American Hitler. Almost forgot about American Hitler, didn't you?
Oh, no. Not at all. I love American Hitler.
So I went to do some more American Hitler stuff. The idea was to take that Google Gemini thing and do it in American Hitler's voice and then just listen to it. I've used my allotted characters for free. They want you to upgrade.
Oh, no shit.
So I'm like, all right. I mean, maybe I'll do it because I got some ideas for some other stuff we can do. $19 a month.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
You could do a year for $120. And then it's, Yeah. It's a little steep.
No shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Damn.
Decision leaving parents wondering, what was she thinking? After a teacher brought swords to school to have students fight one another in the classroom, and it was caught on camera.
Oh, thank God.
So we could conceivably, every week our news segment could conceivably be just teacher-student stuff.
Teachers doing
stuff. Between teachers fucking kids and stuff like this. Yeah. We got another one coming up where it was a fundraiser that went awry. We could just do teacher stuff every fucking week, dude.
Wow.
It's wild how much stuff is out there.
What the fuck?
It's on camera. Now, one family is suing. News 13's Annalisa Pardo has details.
Instead of hearing a teacher's lesson in a Volcano Vista chemistry class, on May 2nd...
They teach them about pride flag? What are we missing? Who gives a shit?
At the end of 2022, attorneys say you would have heard this. Swords clinking as students take each other on in a makeshift classroom arena.
Yeah.
But the instruction of their teacher.
Yes. It was just total shock.
What's not as shocking is what happened next when a student got a deep cut and had to go to the emergency room.
You don't say.
Say it ain't so.
You don't say, D'Artagnan.
It's Dune.
Somebody got cut in a sword fight. I'll be go to hell.
Ooh. I saw Dune Part 2. Ask me, what was that about?
What was that about?
About 2:45 is what it was.
Yeah?
Whew.
Rough.
That's, buddy, it's a haul. But I will tell you about Dune Part 2 that, like, the last 45, 50 minutes, they kind of make it worth you sitting there.
All right.
Because the first two-thirds of the movie, you are hip-deep in this fucking mysticism and religious bullshit, and it is garbage.
So, is it like some kind of sci-fi religion mysticism? Yeah. It's not based on anything real. No, well, none of it's real, but...
Well, no, I mean, you see, as you watch part one and two, you say, oh, this is Islam, and this is, and this is this, and this is that, and it's you know...
Yeah.
You got your non-believers, and you got your it's religious nonsense, and then it's mythology, and it's the... So Dune Part 2 is super-duper heavy into that. But then that last 45, 50 minutes, they go out of their way to make it worth it for you. But if you weren't crazy about that first movie, you don't need
Seen it.
You don't need to sit through it.
Yeah,
first of all, Timothy Chalamet, and we've probably talked about this before, but Timothy Chalamet, if he is your male lead in any movie, what you have is a masculinity deficit. So I am not buying that Timothy Chalamet... You know, it's 5'10 and 125 pounds is, you know, sword fighting people to the death.
Nah.
I'm not buying it.
Gotcha.
You can't convince me of it. He's a poofy haired little beta fruit boy. You cannot convince me. Now, he's good, by the way. I'm not saying he's terrible, but
He's not winning the sword fights, huh?
No, buddy. Yeah. No. No way Timothy Chalamet's twinky little ass.
Yeah, but now hold on a second. Think about how many gunfights John Wick should have died in over the course of four movies.
I mean, he gets severely hurt, though. I don't know. Right? Like, he gets fucked
He's
up in those movies.
He's fighting 30 fucking ninjas. Not one of them could have got even an accidental shot in on him that took him out.
Well, no, he's...
Come on.
No, he's the devil.
Boyega.
I couldn't think of the word.
Boyega, something like that.
I mean, if we're going to talk about when things jump the shark, I mean, you know, I think it was when they gave...
Well, don't get me wrong. I love the John Wick series.
Me too.
Great fucking movies, but Jesus Christ, you couldn't have died in one of those gunfights?
Well,
knife fights?
I mean, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen John Wick 4,
he How many times did he climb those stairs in that last movie? What, five?
Can you imagine what kind of shape you got to be in? And I'd love to know how long it took for him to film all that. But, I mean, it was... That last whole half hour in Paris, man, is
It's fucking tiring.
Oh, it's exhausting. I've probably never seen a better action movie than John Wick. I mean, it is just the best.
Good.
Yeah, but they gave a bulletproof suit coat. I mean, you know, that's when we jumped the shark at John Wick, right? I mean, if you had to pick a moment.
pulls his fucking one side of his coat up and everything's bouncing off of it. You know,
right.
Like, oh, Jesus Christ, come on.
Right, what? What, you don't shoot John Wick in the knee at point? Like,
exactly.
What are we doing?
Exactly. He's got feet.
I'm just saying Timothy Chalamet has a masculinity deficit. Yeah. Is what I'm saying. He's a twinkly little boy. And
use your imagination.
And I've liked him in pretty much everything I've seen him in, too, by the way. I don't dislike him as an actor.
He's not buying him as the hero.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He's not the guy for that movie.
I can see that.
Someone needs to have, you know, some muscle definition. With him and Zendaya, I have the same body. It cannot be that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what? I kind of had that problem in The Force Awakens and the new Star Wars movies with what's her name? Because she's not, as
Daisy
a Jedi.
Ridley?
Yeah. But Jedi's different because there's a lot of mystical power in that, you know, and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But when it's supposed to be, you know.
I didn't mind her.
No, I didn't mind her either, but. Timothy Chalamet?
Mm-hmm.
Will I know
Chalamet,
him when I see him?
Chalamet.
Oh, he's French. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think I. Okay. I mean, I could see him winning a gay sword fight with another dude and his dick.
Yeah, that's fair. He would only win in the sense that he's the bottom. There's no, he's not topping anybody. Fucking Chalamet.
Huh.
Yeah.
He is a fancy boy.
He is a lovely young.
Look at that. I mean, ooh, he's kind of dreamy.
I'm telling you.
That black and white picture right there is kind of, you know.
He is a dreamy young man.
My.
Well, he's got a nice long neck suitable for cock sucking, swallowing. Good Lord. Woo.
Get big dick black right down your throat, kid.
Giraffe neck cocksucker. But
he is.
I mean, he is a lovely young man. That is for sure. He was just in Wonka. That's where you saw him most recently.
Yes. Okay. I'm like, this kid looks familiar.
Yeah.
That movie was okay. Have you seen it yet?
I have not.
Okay.
No. Once I found out it was a musical, I didn't see it.
Yeah. See, he's winning that sword fight right there.
Tell me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fruit Loop.
That guy doesn't win a sword fight with any.
Okay. Now, see, right there, it looks like he could possibly, you know, he might win a monkey knife fight or something dressed like that. I don't know. Take on Furious George.
What have they done to your beautiful face?
Fruit cake.
That guy, also, by the way, not getting and staying hard for Zendaya. So I also don't buy that. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That movie Wonka did very well.
Yeah, he sang and danced a lot in that.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised to hear that.
Pranced.
he fucking pranced around. Prance, Sally. Oh, teacher sword fights.
Yes.
Sorry.
Kid's going to be okay?
This is the ADD. No. No, a little Tommy?
No.
Kids are not going to be okay.
Decision leaving parents wondering, what was she thinking after a teacher brought swords to school to have students fight one another in the classroom, and it was caught on camera?
At least.
Now, one family
How
is...
How can you plan that out and in your head go, yeah, this is a good idea.
I've got a great idea.
This won't get me
nope,
in any trouble.
Not in any trouble at all. You need to defend me on this one.
Fuck?
Instead of hearing a teacher's lesson in a Volcano Vista chemistry class, on May 2nd of 2022, attorneys say you would have heard this. Swords clinking as students take each other on in a makeshift classroom arena, all at the instruction of their teacher.
It was just total shock.
What's not as shocking is what happened next when a student got a deep cut and had to go to the emergency room.
Not only did this teacher and APS not protect this child, but actively put her in harm's way, actively created this danger.
We heard you.
And put deadly weapons right into these students' hands. And exactly what could reasonably be anticipated is what happened.
Jessica Hernandez is one of the attorneys representing that student's grandparents who are now suing the district and the teacher they...
Oh, mom and dad not in the picture, huh? That's weird.
Weird.
Huh. Don't suppose it's a...
suppose they're on vacation or something?
Yeah, I'm sure it's something like that.
Still going out for them cigarettes, ain't they?
Well, I bet they can't find the dad. I bet mom's just kind of away doing her own thing, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, she's off at culinary
school. Into the law is responsible. According to the lawsuit, the teacher told the students she had a surprise that day and brought out two swords.
Yeah. I got a surprise for you kids. Planet of the Apes. We're going to reenact the ape war from the last movie.
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. Surprise.
And brought out two swords. The suit says she put on a timer.
Not plastic swords, right? But like real swords.
Get real swords.
I
need a real sword.
To serve what purpose? Just stand, you know what? Stand in the backyard wearing nothing but your underwear.
Fucking swing
that. Walking around with a sword.
Just go to the corners of the fence and yell at the neighbors.
You old bitch, I told you.
The suit says she put on a timer.
You like that idea?
Yes, I do.
All right, buddy.
Do.
Weigh the desks.
I could stand out on the deck like it's the fucking hull of a boat. Go, arr.
Arr.
Oh, God.
It's me, Long John Silvers.
What's my pirate name?
Long John Silver. I just told you.
I need now. Nah, come on.
We be giving you diarrhea for a fortnight. Boy, I like the Long Johns every now and then, but it does.
Dude, I can't think of the last time I've ate that crap.
Volcanic.
Oh, it's
what it does to your insides.
Yeah.
Oh my.
It's like melted pudding. Like melted, like used motor oil poured down a fucking tube. Ugh. It smells like somebody lit it on fire. Yikes.
Oof, it's a bad smell.
Actually, I think that's what they cooked that shit in, is used motor oil.
Coming home from the casino a few weeks ago, and I stopped at LJS on the way home. And I got up to the window, and I didn't have my wallet, because I didn't trust myself to bring my wallet, because I didn't want to use my card at the ATM. So I left it at home. So I got to the window and I'm like, I don't have my wallet. I need to go home and come back.
Wow.
Can't trust myself.
Can't trust it.
Dun, dun, dun.
You put on a timer, had them clear away the desks, and ordered them to take turns fighting each other.
Ordered them.
Which attorneys say is captured on this cell phone video taken by the victim right before she was selected to fight. You can see students laughing and fighting with swords while the teacher, seen here in the gray shirt, looks on.
Well, the teacher mixes drinks. who had the Mai Tai?
Orange whip?
Right.
No idea what would cause a teacher to think this was a good idea.
According to an incident report.
If anyone can be a teacher, I'll go be a fucking teacher. If anyone can do it. But they act like you have to, you know, jump through a bunch of hoops and have 8 degrees and this and that and the other thing. I was like, well, apparently any fucking hard-on can be a teacher.
Yeah.
By the way, they're fucking kids and having them get injured in sword fights and every goddamn thing else.
Children, here's your new teacher for this year, Joan of Arc.
Ooh. Joan of Arc.
What was the lesson?
Jeff?
Did we get to that in this story? Did the teacher defend herself?
You got a hard time. What the fuck are they teaching them anything ever?
Well, I don't know. Come and say, hey, you know, we were studying the Middle Ages. We were studying, you know, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
At least according make up something.
Incident report, the assistant principal claimed the teacher had brought the swords to discuss the science of metal and melding.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm not buying that.
Nope, not buying it either.
A lot of other ways you can discuss metal and metallurgy and without having kids fucking stab each other.
Stabby?
No, when asked.
Got a little stabby.
If the injury violated school rules. The assistant principal is also named in the lawsuit.
The incident report that he filled out really seems like it's trying to deflect responsibility away from the district.
You think?
To sweep this under the rug
rather than
doing a thorough investigation to find out exactly why and one of their students had.
I'm sorry. I just hate this anymore when somebody says, well, you know, the comments sound like they're deflecting. Have you? Yeah. When's the last time you heard somebody go, yeah, you know what? We fucked up. We're going to take full responsibility for this. So just stop it.
Thorough investigation to find out exactly why and how one of their students had been so seriously hurt.
The cut, severing nerves and requiring the student to get surgery.
Well, now listen, let me tell you this. You are going to have to write a check for that.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's going to happen now.
Permanent damage. To get surgery. Her attorney says she has lasting, permanent damage.
Job prospect.
Oh, great. She can't fucking do the fry later. What? So what?
Her arms are damaged now. She's going to have a hard time flipping French fries later. Yeah.
Judging by the fact that her mom and dad aren't around and her grandparents are filing a lawsuit, she's just going to have to jerk the guy off with her left hand, I guess. Fuck you. Shut
up. Prop yourself up with the other one.
With your fucking dead arm.
Yeah.
Beat it fucking. Beat it.
Oh, my career is ruined.
Yeah. My prospects. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, my prospects.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everything was going so well up until the sword fight in grade school.
I was rising above the fact I had no parents. I was rising above that. But now.
No, you weren't.
No, probably not. No.
It's that goddamn sword fight.
Goddamn sword fight in the end took me out.
Her attorney says she has lasting, permanent damage.
Job prospects are now off the table for her. She'll never be able to use her dominant hand the way that she used to.
Hoping the loss...
Again, I... Yeah, that means she can only blow and jerk off one guy at a time, not two. She was going to do... Well, shut up.
Hoping the lawsuit brings...
I don't know how to tell you this. If her grandparents are filing this lawsuit, her prospects were already out the fucking window.
Kind of shot.
All right?
Or stabbed, whatever you want to say.
Whatever you want to say. Still, though.
Yeah.
They have to write... I mean, they're going to have to write a check. That's the thing that's, you know, that's real. That check has to get written, but I'm not sure if they're going to get the millions they want.
Brings accountability to the district and teacher involved.
Mm-hmm. This is the school district's most important charge, right? Protect our kids. And that did not happen here.
Annalise Sapardo, KRQE, News 13.
ABS says the teacher named in that lawsuit was hired as a special education teacher in 2021.
Why is it always retard teachers? Why?
Was fired from the district in July of 2022.
So she got hired as a special ed teacher in 2021. They got fired a year later when this happened. Beat it.
It's fun to watch tards swing swords at each other.
And we had a story a few weeks ago. We just didn't get to it about like a tard fight club. Another tard fight club.
Another one?
Broke out. Yeah, it was just... Oklahoma High School is under investigation. This audio courtesy of KOKH. Oklahoma High School is under investigation after a viral video of students sucking and licking one another's toes at a school-sanctioned fundraiser exploded this week. I'm telling you, we could go wall-to-wall teacher stuff every fucking
week.
What
the fuck is wrong with these people?
Shows at least four kids from Deer Creek High School laying on their stomachs, what appears to be a gymnasium floor, furiously lapping up peanut butter off of their peers' bare feet.
They got them all fucking daisy chained together.
Fucking human centipede.
Oof.
Five's David Chazanoff has reaction from the district and its parents tonight. David, what are you hearing?
Slurp, 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 chomp, chomp, chomp.
Adam and Wendy, a parent.
Why does it need to be live? Just do it in the studio. Fuck!
A parent whose child attended the event calls it deeply disturbing. Yeah. And we do want to warn you, the video you're about to see may be graphic to some viewers.
I mean, it's a treat, man. It is really something. I saw the video on the Twitter machine.
Yeah.
Oh boy. These kids are going to town on these other kids' feet. It's something.
Some viewers.
And I've said on this show before, there's a warehouse full of things I don't understand. And right in the doorway is feet
the
stuff.
I don't get it.
Nope. I don't understand.
Nope.
Traffic to some viewers.
This video shows Deer Creek High School students licking toes at a fundraising event Thursday.
Hell yeah, suck toes.
Ernie's mom sucked his toes.
Hell yeah, suck toes.
No. It cannot be this, ladies and gentlemen.
Hell yeah, I sucked.
Hell yeah, suck toes.
This video shows Deer Creek High School students licking toes at a fundraising event Thursday. We have blurred their faces to hide their identity.
At least.
It was surprising. I didn't think they were gonna do all that.
Was that Darth Vader?
Why are they interviewing Bane from The Dark Knight Rises? Do you feel in charge?
Was it smooth or crunchy?
Dude, it's got to be. Look, at this stage of the game, and I'm willing to lose listeners over this.
All right, both of you out of here.
Both of you beat feet.
Ah, funny.
Oh, da, 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 da.
Hack.
If you're eating crunchy peanut butter in the year of our Lord 2024,
don't.
You're
don't.
Wrong.
Fuck you.
You're wrong.
No.
You're wrong.
You know
you
what?
Can't spread
this
it
could
on,
be over.
You can't spread. Oh yeah, that would be what did it.
Yep. Crunchy peanut butter.
You
is
can't
the
spread
shit.
It on toast.
Fuck you.
It
you
breaks up the
too.
Toast. No, you can't.
Well, don't. Jeez, don't spread it like a fucking tard.
Yay, toast. Ladies and gentlemen,
I got toast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heywood Banks in the house, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I've been eating all week long? I've been making
cereal.
Oh, no, some cereal has been consumed.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on retirement practice this week. Some cereal has been consumed.
Sure.
Turns out Cinnamon Toast Crunch leads to a colon blast that is heretofore...
Almost
unprecedented.
Not so cinnamony coming out.
Ooh,
yeah.
It's like a man.
Ooh,
but I've been making sausage patties and scrambled eggs on well like folded but you know like a folded on English muffins, and I've been fucking crushing those all week long.
Cheese? You got cheese on that?
No.
Bed? Oh, you know, fuck. You have cheese on it.
I'm not a cheese guy.
What?
Yeah. I am not a cheese guy. I'll eat pizza, but I will not eat cheese.
I love cheese.
On its own. Mm. I also don't eat ketchup.
Yeah, ketchup's disgusting.
But I'm not eight, so that's why I don't eat ketchup. So. Willing to
or
lose.
Or wear pants because you're not eight, you know.
I'm willing to lose listeners. No. I've got pants on right now. I'm not willing
because
I'm not 8 years old. Now, when we had this discussion, though, I did preface it by saying, I understand it's a completely unreasonable point of view. I understand that. It's completely unreasonable. Like, you would have banana splits and you, and what else did you fucking rant and rave on last year?
Who knows?
Oh, it was really funny, though. But yeah, no, I understand it's unreasonable. But, yeah.
Surprising. I didn't think.
Do you feel in charge?
Would you fuck me?
Would you fuck me?
No, Buffalo Bill had kids in school.
You're going to be late for the bus.
He's had him in school. He's had him in his pit. He's had him in the van.
Put the homework in the fucking basket.
Here's your lunch. You're going to be late for the bus.
I was just shocked. I didn't really have like a feeling. I was like kind of disgusted, but then like I'm glad I wasn't over there.
He is devouring them.
Whatever she told me yesterday that was happening, I had to ask her like, Wait, what? They're licking peanut butter off of toes. What?
What?
Hell yeah, suck toes.
Deer Creek School District confirmed the video with Fox 25, saying the students volunteered in challenges to help raise money during their philanthropy week.
Yeah.
I am all for fundraising and all for really fun and silly things, but that right there just seems a little excessive.
Oh my!
Deer Creek Schools says every student who participated
it wasn't
signed up.
It was gross. Nope. You don't even have a grasp of the English fucking language, you dolt.
They go on to say in this article here that they raised for their Spirit Week. Administrators initially applauded its students for their involvement in the wonderful week of fundraising, which raised over $152,000.
Yeah?
Yeah. Too bad they're going to have to write some checks that are going to be...
Probably raise some fucking male teachers' dicks too.
Okay,
you
see
those kids over
dude,
there looking.
When you fucking
oh, yeah,
you just like let's say that's your thing, okay? And you're working in a high school, which is my thing, okay? So you're already halfway there, right? And then you know it's and then you got kids licking other kids. I mean, you're under the bleachers. You're just fucking knocking one out, you know.
It's the rhythmic slap, slap, slapping.
Sorry, I have got to go. You're like a half hour into this process, and you see the teacher next to you. I'm sorry, I have got to go I cannot sit here anymore.
I'm going to go over here under the bleachers, and I'm going to fucking rub one out.
I am fire hosing some pre-cum into my boxers. I cannot sit here anymore. Man, I need a release.
Oh, yeah? You think this is hot? Have you ever seen the kids fight with swords?
I need a release.
Oh, my God. I'm fire hose.
But that right there just seems a little excessive.
Oh, my!
Deer Creek Schools says every student who participated signed up for the games they played ahead of time, and that no faculty or staff were involved during the assembly. They note that the fundraiser...
Okay, there's a problem.
For once, you don't have some pervy teacher in the fucking middle of it.
...and week helped raise more than $152,000.
It's really great that they raised a lot of money. I feel like maybe they could have done a little bit more accountability and ownership in that statement for... Hey, you know, maybe we didn't fully think this thing through here.
I love that they wrote, you know, $152,000 in fundraising. Now they got to write $3 million in checks.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
You did good.
And we asked the district if students signed permission slips to do these activities, but we did not hear back. Reporting live in Deer Creek, David Chazanoff, Fox 25 News.
David, thank you. Now, Superintendent Ryan Walters reacted to the video tonight. He posted on social media saying, quote, "This is disgusting. We are cleaning up this filth in Oklahoma schools. Our agency is investigating."
He'd like to get that phone call. Hey, Bob.
Hey, listen.
Sorry to wake you. No, I wasn't asleep. What's up? Well, you know, there was a fundraiser tonight at the high school, and I don't know how to tell you this, but...
Are you sitting down?
Are you sitting down? Have your robe recklessly thrown open? You need to crank one out. The time is right now, Bob.
If it's not, you better get it there.
You better get it going.
Because the story I'm about to tell you.
They rose up by the dozens from a class...
Excuse me?
Son of a bitch. Well, you know what? You gotta try reading something sometime, you fucking hump.
What are the most difficult problems he or she will face in 2008?
There you go. Why don't we just ask Obama what the is, since he won by such a big amount.
That's
an old
Ted Kennedy was not being missed, especially by me.
Yeah, no shit.
The co-architect of the waitress sandwich. Feel free to do a Google search today for Ted Kennedy waitress sandwich. And go ahead and send us an email. Tell us what you found. I'm going to hand Doug a note, something I need for this story. So let's go on to the next story, and then we'll circle back to this one when I have the audio I need.
Yeah, work on that for us, will you, Doug? Thank you. Well, he's a good man. He'll get it done.
You know, I should not be this tired for a guy that's been on vacation all
You're
week,
right.
But I am exhausted. Oh, you know what? It was nothing. That's a shame. See that Gabourey Sidibe is pregnant? You remember the black girl from Precious 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I saw a picture of her and her husband, I don't know how he reaches it. He's got a 14-inch cock. I don't know how he finds it.
Is he black?
No.
Oh, he's white? Oh,
yeah.
He got a 14-inch cock?
No, buddy. Gabourey Sidibe. It sounds like Nell. You remember that movie? Gabourey Sidibe.
Oh, my God, it does. That nonsense. Fucking language.
Gabourey Exactly.
Excuse me?
Exactly. Oh, you know, she's pregnant. That's what she's... Cabaret.
Okay.
Who's still having kids on purpose? What are we doing? Oh.
Stupid fucking Christians.
I mean, not to be indelicate about it, but that's a big girl. And if you're... have to be in the delivery room that day. Yikes. Man. That's a lot. That's a lot coming at you. That's, I guess, is what I'm saying. All right, we got it. There we go. They rose up by the dozens from across Florida. Caricatured competitors and tank tops and cut-off shorts for a showdown. That's a great piece of music, man. That treats evading police and rustling over beer like Olympic sports. It was the Florida Man Games.
Is this a real thing?
Yes.
No fucking way.
Yep. Now I got a video for you, so I'm going to spin this over so you can see. Here we go. We'll watch the Florida Man Games together here. Let's see. You want to get that? Thanks. And can you see that okay?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Well, and a first for Florida, and really for all of us, people from the Sunshine State came together this weekend to compete in an unusual endeavor. The Florida Man Games. NBC News correspondent Sam Brock was there for the competition that just keeps on giving.
Yeah, it does.
What the fuck?
Surrounding a large field in St. Augustine, Florida, people wait to pile in by the hundreds.
Fight!
Anticipation growing.
Oh!
For the first Florida Man competition that's one part gladiators, one part cops.
One part cops.
Oh, no fucking way.
They've got a obstacle course where they're running from the cops.
Are they going to have them try to, like, escape a fucking house, a meth house before it explodes?
Oh, we're going to go.
One part mullet mania.
Oh, my.
Now, you might be asking, what is a Florida man? And
well, I think we all know what a Florida man is.
Why are we celebrating him?
We're not. let's no, make that abundantly clear.
We're making fun of it, maybe.
Some
but
of
we're
us
not.
Are not.
Yeah.
It talks about all the weirdness and the strangeness, but the reality is it's just people being themselves.
Kind of living a little bit beyond the boundaries of the law.
Why? Whoa, excuse me.
Whoa,
why do I expect to see the goat and your mom playing this?
Being themselves.
Kind of living a little bit beyond the boundaries of the law.
Fuck yeah, man.
That guy got Mickey Mouse ears on.
That guy's got a foot long goatee. He's just fucking. He's not even outside the law.
Kind of living a little bit beyond the boundaries of the law.
Jesus Christ, Florida, the United States penis.
Expect the unexpected.
I'm sorry, you brought an iguana?
Uh-huh.
No, stupid, it fucking just showed up. Yeah, I brought it. It's on a leash, asshole. What do you think? It just drove there itself?
We met on Tinder and decided to meet up here. The fuck do you think, idiot?
Brought a mascot that's an iguana.
Yes.
Or superficially hairy men.
I love it for Florida Man Games.
Oh.
Even jorts galore and people dressed up as gorillas. But that doesn't explain why this mosaic of misfits find themselves...
Racist newscast? Wow.
We asked Pete Melfi, the radio host and podcast.
Hi, good morning, everybody. We're doing the Florida Man Games.
Always got to be a radio guy behind this nonsense.
A radio guy slash podcaster.
Darth Gator. Yeah.
I would like to have one of those shirts, actually. There's the podcaster radio guy. Yeah. He's doing the Florida Man game.
So we asked Pete Melfi, the radio host. And
he's 2 feet tall. I hate him.
Podcaster who founded the inaugural event.
Nobody's ever done a Florida Man festival before. So I thought let's do something where people...
That's wacky. Florida Man games, everybody. Good morning, Dad.
People can enjoy themselves, laugh, live the day in the life of a Florida man, and, you know, not go to jail for it. Yeah, that's the main thing. Yeah.
Good morning, it's wacky. Morning radio for you, everybody.
How great would that be if there was a headline that said, Florida man arrested at the Florida Man games?
Oh, I'm sure they'd oblige you.
Jeff, how funny would that be?
Everybody. Hackneyed stunt.
That's wacky, everybody. Good morning, Dad.
Police evasion actually was one of the featured events, which we got to simulate.
First, you got to get out of the police car. You run over here, get over the first fence, hopefully without falling.
I'll tell you what, local cops are good sports in this.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
What they have you doing is jumping out of the back of a cop car from an obstacle course to get away from him, which is hilarious.
You really are actually pretty good sports for doing that. It's kind of funny.
You run over here, get over the first fence, hopefully without falling, get over the second fence, take the alligator through the drive-thru window, come with me, knock over a cow, you have tires, and then a pool with an iguana inside, all while not getting caught by police.
This signature display of Florida Man living.
And the cops are chasing you as you're doing it, trying to knock you down.
And the cop did what he should have done, roughed him up.
You know, I got to tell you something. We really are on the wrong side of this. This rules.
All with the assist of the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office, obviously not to be attempted in real life. But the five-person teams flex their powers in a host of different competitions, from the weaponized pool noodle duel.
One, that's Florida.
Oh, my God. It's a fucking catalytic converter.
You got a steel catalytic converter. Oh,
this is tremendous.
I got to say, this rules.
To stealing a catalytic converter.
Oh, then my God.
Now, instead of saying, let's go, did you hear what he says? He goes, let's Florida. Hang on.
Oh, this is something else.
Weaponized pool noodle duel.
One, that's Florida.
That's Florida.
To stealing a catalytic converter, then a bike, before completing an obstacle course of cones.
What about the actual stealing of a bike and riding through cones on another bike? Typical Florida. Have you done that before? Fun can't talk about it, you know.
Food and beer, of course.
No. Food and beer. Say it ain't so.
Play prominently
don't tell me alcohol's
too. Involved. Though for some of the activities,
they have a mechanical alligator and some fat dude riding it.
It's the kind of thing you likely only do.
All right, Hillbilly Jim, what's going on there?
When you're drunk, but not in this case.
Be clear. I've had to ride out hurricanes before. I've never had to ride on a mechanical alligator until now.
Things started fine enough. And then, the Florida Man ending found me.
You fucking cuck idiot.
Adventure, glory, and bearded beauty. This day had a little bit of it all, with the biggest man at the games, Justin from St. Augustine, powering his team, Hanky Spanky, to victory.
If you're not the living representation of Florida Man, I don't know who is.
I've got my boots on. I've got my backup Crocs in my truck.
In all shapes and sizes.
They're proud of this.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Oh, they're proud.
They came from around the state, putting the world on notice. Florida Man is more than just a mystique. It's a lifestyle.
And this is how Rome fell.
Well, if that's your concern, then, yeah. You think Rome falls at the Florida Man games and not at fucking teenage high schoolers licking peanut butter off their own toes?
Could have been the sword fights.
Yeah, and I got another one for you too. Let's see. Oh yeah, this is the one. This is the one I pulled down just for you today. Sometimes, if you guys want to know what trolling looks like in real time on a podcast, this is it right here.
Students at Fairmont High School had to stay in their classrooms for a bit this afternoon. An inappropriate message on a bathroom wall led to school resource officers investigating. News Center 7's Kayla McDermott talked with parents and students, some of them who did not know anything had happened.
It was very calm here at dismissal. Parents, students, almost nobody knew about this email the school sent out talking about the message written on the bathroom wall.
Nope.
In the email.
Don't know why it's a story then.
The school clears up a miscommunication that the school was on lockdown today. That never happened. Students were just asked to stay in their classrooms and for teachers to limit hallway.
How about if we not do the fucking news report by the goddamn interstate? Jesus, you got a fucking 18-wheeler blowing by. Take two? Those words never pop into your fucking vocabulary, huh? All right, fair enough.
Teachers to limit hall today. That never happened. Students were just asked to stay in their classrooms and for teachers to limit hallway passes as the school resource.
They did all this because someone wrote something on a bathroom wall.
Okay.
Okay?
Are we going to find out what they wrote?
They won't say. Now...
A resource officer checked security cameras to find the person or persons who wrote the message in the bathroom. The school said the message was just inappropriate. It was not a threat to anyone in the building.
Then I'm at a loss to figure out why we got to shut.
But just about everyone I talked to at pickup was not aware of any writing in the bathroom. One grandmother did find it a bit unsettling, though.
Okay. Well,
of course she has to, because you asked her about it.
This is why, when I heard this today, I went, ooh, I need to see Jeff's reaction to the following sentence being uttered by this old woman. I can't wait. I'm going to sit back and watch your reaction to it. I can't wait.
A bit unsettling, though.
It's pretty scary, mm-hmm. But I know God's in control.
Oh, good. Fucking Christ. Yeah, Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the fucking wheel.
God's in control. Fuck you. Oh, I hate it. Everything's going to be okay. God's got a plan. God's got a plan for you, Brian. Did you know it was his backup plan for you, though?
I'm being handed an email here.
Are you now?
Yes. Dear TGO Radio... Oh, man. You know, I'm not even sure if I should do this one. We wish God had been in control at our school. Sincerely, Uvalde High School.
Must not have cared about you fuckers, huh?
Nope.
Fuck you and your religion.
God didn't care about... God cared about, you know... The kids getting shot, but didn't think enough to nudge the cops into the school to do some work.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's all right. You guys just sit there and sit back. God's got this one. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, wait. God can't find his keys to the school. Hey, wait a minute.
Can't find his keys.
Any writing in the bathroom? One grandmother did find it a bit unsettling, though.
Yeah. It's pretty scary, but I know God's in control. Mm-hmm. And that's just my faith. I pray every day with my grandkids and their friends when I take them to school. Every single day.
For everyone.
Mm-hmm. What about the fucking writing that's not there? That didn't happen.
In the building classes.
They won't tell you what it says.
Still went on as normal today.
But I just wanted to see your reaction to that sentence. God is in control.
That whole fucking story is so fucking enraging. It's not a story.
No. There's nothing right
fucking
about
idiots.
It.
Idiots. Slow news day. No, you know what? Not a slow news day. People wanting to make shit out of everything.
They do make a point of saying in this story that the school wouldn't tell them what the disturbing quote was. Remember how I told you we could go back-to-back schools every week? Remember how I told you that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
5:02 the time this Wednesday, an Indian River County deputy sworn in and fired all within 24 hours, now charged with child pornography.
Oh, well, that was a quick run. Wow. Welcome aboard. Hey, pack your shit.
Sworn in and gets the boot within 24 hours.
24 hours.
Beat it.
Woo. Man, that's quite the career. Your career's on a hell of a trajectory there, Phil.
This is Florida. Again, of course. Obviously.
No kidding.
Indian River County deputies sworn in and fired all within 24 hours, now charged with child pornography.
The sheriff tells us this. The 19-year-old is accused of...
19-year-old? Why is he...
Why are you making a 19-year-old a fucking cop?
Asking a female student at a local high school to send him inappropriate photos on the social media app Snapchat.
You imagine getting pulled over by a 19-year-old cop?
Jeff.
Oh, my God. I'd be in jail, probably.
On the campus of Butler University about 350 years ago, I got a parking ticket from someone who looked like Timothy Chalamet, and I still haven't paid that cocksucker. I think I crumpled it up and threw it on the ground right in front of him. Fuck that. I need a fat old cop. I'm not going to respect a 19-year-old sheriff's deputy.
I couldn't.
On the social media app Snapchat.
Yeah, Victor Jorge, staying on top of this. Victor, what have you been able to learn?
Yeah, well, we heard about from the sheriff yesterday. The sheriff made it very clear there's zero tolerance for...
fucking fag.
He can't...
tolerance for any of this inappropriate behavior in his department, anywhere in the county, really. The sheriff said...
Oh, it's just...
Really?
Let's see. Indian River, Kansas. I mean... wherever this audio, courtesy of WPTV. So this guy needs to, guys like this have to start in smaller markets and work their way up. He's clearly a homosexual quota hire, so they can look diverse in the newsroom, but he can't string a fucking sentence together.
No, he cannot.
You take him off prompter and they can't fucking say or do anything. They're worthless.
Snapchat.
Yeah, Victor Jorge, staying on top of this. Victor, what have you...
Victor Jorge. My name is Victor Jorge. I will sing for you now.
What have you been able to learn?
Yeah, well, we heard about from the sheriff yesterday. The sheriff made it very clear there's zero tolerance for any of this inappropriate behavior in his department, anywhere in the county, really. The sheriff said normally arrest photos of deputies are not released, but he says this case is different because there could be other victims out there. Now, take a look at your screen here. This is the deputy accused of having...
19-year-old deputy. Fuck you. He's cruising for pussies. He's 19.
Yep.
These are like his contemporaries.
That kid became a cop, so he could pull chicks over and get them to blow him.
You got to get a ticket. Crusty old man to hang out in middle school or high school.
Underage female student at Vero Beach High School. His name, Kai Cromer. And this morning, he's being held at Indian River County Jail. Now, officials say on Monday he showed up.
Imagine you're sworn in on one day, but the next day you're behind fucking bars.
It's that fast.
That's bananas.
But not even that, which is bad enough.
Yeah.
But then you are sworn in and your first impulse is to go, I'm going to start asking these chicks for nudes, man. I got to get on this fucking case.
You get sworn in.
Yeah.
You go to roll call or whatever. Yeah. And the first case they give you is, hey, look, we think we got a pedo in the group here. We need you to find him. Yeah. Well,
I have some distressing news for you.
Hey, McGruff, we got one for you.
He fucking signs in. 8 hours later, he's asking kids for fucking nudes. Like, you know, take your foot off the gas for a minute, buddy. I mean, I've been 19 and I get it. Sometimes maybe you walk into the bathroom and jerk one out real quick to take the edge off. I got it. I've been 19. I understand.
Do you remember?
What, 19?
Long time ago.
It's 150 years ago. No. My dad yesterday goes, we still got to get up on that roof there and fix that skylight. And I go, oh, my fat ass would fall through there. What do you mean get up there? I'm not getting up there. You nuts?
Brian fell through that. Since then, he's developed a little bit of a speech impediment.
Tony Rocky.
County Jail. Now, officials say on Monday he showed up at Vero Beach High School. That's when a female sounded the alarm that he had been contacting her on Snapchat.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Asking for photos, and she felt very uncomfortable. The sheriff said they found an overwhelming amount of images and messages.
Overwhelming. Not just a couple.
Isn't one overwhelming?
That's a good point. What constitutes overwhelming
exactly.
When you're talking about nude teens?
Yeah, he only had half a dozen, so, you know.
We let him go.
Just a mild case of...
overwhelming amount of images and messages on this deputy's phone.
Jesus. I could, you have a backup jerk phone, you hard on. What's the matter with you? What year is this?
And you want to be a cop.
You can get a job as a deputy, but you can't get a backup jerk phone. You don't jerk on your regular phone. Are you nuts?
Backup jerk.
You got to have a second phone for jerking off. What's the matter with you? What year is this? I can't believe I have to explain this to people. You need a jerk phone. You can't carry this shit around on your regular phone. No SIM card. No fucking, all right?
No cloud backup.
No cloud. Cloud backup. Are you nuts? You got to have a jerk phone. What are we doing?
The sheriff said they found an overwhelming amount of images and messages on this deputy's phone.
Jesus Christ.
I can tell you that today, as a result of that early analysis, and we're talking about over 100 gigs of data.
Sheesh.
Yikes. Yo.
100 gigs of data on your phone? It's probably in the cloud, too, this fucking hard on.
Yeah, I'm sure it's backed up to his Google account.
We have booked him into our jail on one count of possession of child pornography.
Couldn't you say you booked him into his jail? I mean,
we took him back to work.
We just moved his desk.
Yeah.
Look, we're going to need you to go ahead and move your desk over into that cell.
We'll have you do some paperwork while you're in there.
Kai Cromer is no longer an employee of the Indian River County Sheriff's Office.
That is a world record turnaround. And I've been fired for some jobs fast in my life. But not that fast.
Not within 24, huh?
No. I mean, close, but not that, you know.
Now, the sheriff went on to ask the public for any help identifying.
This guy cannot talk to save his fucking life. I hate him.
Any help identifying any potential victims, additional victims. They say his Snapchat handle was also his name, so they're asking anyone who may have been.
That's another.
Boy, it's a bright motherfucker right there.
This cat is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Pizza enthusiast was thrilled when he saw Margaret Thatcher on his pizza box.
What? These are almost more enraging than the fucking religious idiots.
Ian Williams from Sandwell, England. I don't like spam. Swiftly capturing photos of the unexpected spectacle, Mr. Williams said, I just finished my pizza and noticed Thatcher's face in the box, which is something her roommate said in college.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, I got a picture of it. It's very silly, but I really got a laugh out of that. Here's the picture.
Oh, wow.
It looks just like Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking wild.
It's either Margaret Thatcher or Susie Sue from Susie and the Banshees. Could be Molly Ringwald in 16 Candles. That's really fucking crazy, man.
Isn't that funny?
Wow. I'll be goddamn.
I think that's it. I already got enough editing to fucking do, so I'm not going to fucking do anymore. Anyway, you got dinner waiting for you, don't you?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Let's take a break here, and we'll talk to you next week on TGO Radio.
The show is over.